previously on Christmas Creeps. But the worst thing about Disney's Doug is that there was like a weird sex ed episode where he's like, Dad, I know about sex. Doug's Secret Christmas, where Doug's dad is trying to teach Doug about the birds and the bees. It's on the Christmas episode!
Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas! Woohoo!
Greetings, holiday shoppers. There are
98
days left until Christmas, and you know what that means. It's time for another episode of Christmas Creeps Stocking Stuffer Editions, where we look at some of your favorite or least favorite television shows and their Christmas specials. Tonight's episode, Doug's Secret Christmas. Here with me tonight is my wonderful, lovely co-host, Joey Wade. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Bradford. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing good, all things considered. The hurricane is blowing through, and we're kind of forced to retool our recording schedule. So Johnny Five sounds like he's doing a-okay, but they're sort of out for podcasting right now. But you know what? That's okay, because stocking stuffers are just as fun, I think.
Yes, because I get to spend some time with you, and we get to watch television together, which is always a good time.
Yes.
Tonight, what did we watch tonight?
Tonight we watched Doug's Secret Christmas from, I believe it's the fifth season of Doug, which is...
Oh, there were only four seasons of Doug. This is the first season, the inaugural season of Disney's Doug, which was a really weird reboot that literally no one asked for.
Right. Disney bought out Doug after the fourth season, retooled the show. They put in new animators, they replaced Billy West with a different voice actor for Doug, retooled the whole show. And you know what? It's different. I mean, they call it brand spanking new Doug, but let's be honest here. This is discount Doug. This is bargain basement Doug. This is, this is imposter Doug.
You know that toy you wanted for Christmas and then your grandma got you the knockoff version of that? This is that Doug.
If you wanted Transformer Doug, sorry, this is GoBot Doug.
Essentially. And that's saying a lot because Doug... Well, we've said a lot about Doug on this show. Doug's just not that good.
Okay, look, let's be frank. Doug is nobody's favorite Nicktoon.
Maybe the creator of Doug and somebody's mom.
Look, Jim Jenkins, I'm sure, is very fond of Doug. But considering the original sort of lineup of Nicktoons, you've got Rugrats and you've got Ren and Stimpy and you've got Rocko's Modern Life, and then there's Doug. That kind of says all you need to know. But if you don't know, if you're not familiar with Doug... Doug is a cartoon about the adventures of an 11-year-old boy named Doug Funny, who is your average, boring milquetoast blank slate of a TV character who has wacky misadventures growing up and learning about the world and life and how to deal with people and things like that. It's one of those shows.
He's the preteen, white, male, cisgendered everyman that this show was pitched towards back in the day.
And I'm sure if they could have made the show star a stick figure, they absolutely would have.
Because... Well, there was already Stick Stickly, so that spot was taken.
Right.
You know what? I don't know anything about Diary of a Wimpy Kid, but I assume that Doug was the 90s analog to Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Doug Funny and Greg Heffley are very similar, yes.
Because he has a bully. I assume that the Wimpy Kid maybe has a crush. I don't know.
Probably.
You know what?
I'll tell you something. My knowledge of the Wimpy Kid series only extends to like the first movie or two, which I happen to have seen on HBO at some point. You know?
Okay. So all right.
Yeah, it's very Doug. I'll say
that. You know what? I have a library card, and I have a Kindle, and maybe I'll read some Diary of a Wimpy Kid books real quick and let you know.
Is there a Diary of a Wimpy Kid Christmas tale by any chance?
I'm sure there is. Are you kidding me? There are like ones about road trips or whatever. There's got to be one about holidays.
The lingering, like the most recent Diary of a Wimpy Kid anything that I'm familiar with, On the way to work, on the highway, there is a billboard. That's one of those, you know, reminding kids to buckle up kind of billboards. But it's a tie-in to the fourth Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie that nobody remembers from like
came
two
out
or three
like
years
2 years ago.
Yeah, and it's still up, and it's like, you know, don't wimp out when it comes to car safety. It's like nobody remembers or knows what that is. It's just a random ass like, you know, buckle up kind of thing on the side of the road. But like, yay, remember Wimpy Kid 4? Nobody else does.
Speaking of very obscure tie-ins in very obscure areas, I was booking Amtrak tickets maybe like half a year ago, and there was a Diary of a Wimpy Kid tie-in to the road trip thing where it's like, being in a car sucks, take a train instead, Diary of a Wimpy Kid out in theaters July 22nd. And it's like, all right, okay.
Fair enough.
Jeez, fair enough, calm down. All right.
But we're not here to talk about Wimpy Kid. We're here to talk about Doug, who it may be a Wimpy Kid, but he's Doug.
He is Disney's Doug. So, he's owned by Disney.
So the last time we talked about this episode on our show, we were kind of marveling at the fact that there was a Doug episode where Doug learns about the birds and the bees, and we knew we had to talk about that episode. So then here tonight, we're watching the show, and we come to find out that's really not what the episode's about at all.
It isn't. It's absolutely a small detail in a Christmas episode, and thank goodness it happened to be a Christmas episode. It is a small detail. It's kind of a throwaway joke almost, but it's just a really weird editorial choice to make in a show that ostensibly airs during a children's block, where not every kid watching this is going to know about sex, and Doug says the word sex, and it's really still, it's not awkward, but it's still a really weird choice.
Making it even weirder, I'm looking at the Disney Wiki for Doug, which apparently is a thing. This was apparently the only episode of Doug to debut in prime time.
Holy sh! I guess they were trying to, like, it's like, hey, we're Disney's Doug. We're hip and accessible, and we want to address all of the issues in the modern age.
We're progressive, and kids need to know about this. So, hey, let's do a very special episode.
Where is my modern day Doug with a very special episode about police brutality?
It's just called Douglas PD. Like Doug joined the police department.
Oh God.
Doug joined the police force and has to contend with an internal affairs investigation because BB is on the case after somebody is caught harassing Patty Mayonnaise on the job. And I just wrote Doug fan fiction, and I'm sorry, everybody.
Christmas Creeps, your source for all Doug fan fiction. Check it.
Okay, Brett, so tell me about this episode.
All right, so what you got to know about Disney's Doug is the whole thing was in the first four seasons of Doug that were on Nickelodeon, it was a cartoon. It was an American cartoon where there was no continuity and nothing ever really changed. And that's all you need to know about that. But with Disney's Doug, they threw that all out the window and they replaced everything that was familiar and comfortable with things are changing, things are new, and this episode fits that to a T, because Doug's mom is pregnant, and Judy still lives at home for some reason, and Doug is getting all jazzed for Christmas. He loves Christmas, and there are a bunch of traditions, and they all wait until 5 days before Christmas, which on the one hand, that's nobody does that, but on the other hand, man, that would be really appreciated if you just bottled up all of Christmas into like 5 days, like the old times. That
like
would be
how
really
it maybe should have been, yeah.
Yeah, like it originally was. That'd be real, real nice. But
instead
here
of
I
going
am here instead I am of recording a podcast year round about Christmas.
Exactly. Instead of talking about Christmas all year long, we just like save it for like as soon as winter starts. Hey, we got to get ready for Christmas. It's gonna be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Get the Christmas tree the 21st. On the 22nd, we have to go get Christmas presents. On the 23rd, it's the last day of school. 24th. Christmas Eve, you know, the family goes to dinner, and then the 25th, hey guys, it's Christmas, hooray. Like, that's Doug's, like, personalized schedule for celebrating Christmas. Like, he's got it down to a T.
I can respect it, but It's not realistic.
Frankly, I'm into it because, you know, having done this show for almost 4 years now. Oh, my God. 4 years. You know, that messes with your head a little bit. And I do kind of envy Doug being able to just enjoy Christmas for 5 days and not for the past 4 years. I am still celebrating Christmas 2015 is what I'm saying.
All right, so full disclosure, maybe not full disclosure, maybe I shouldn't talk about this, but we were originally planning on watching a different television show for this stocking stuffer. Our original plan was to watch Hoarders.
Yes.
That didn't end up happening because I originally thought that, like some episodes of Hoarders, some people have a very specific fixation, and they're not necessarily, I mean, they're hoarders, but they're not like mentally ill hoarders. They just really love dolls, and they have two trucks full of dolls, and that's really great. Yeah. Or pinball machines. If you don't know anything about Hoarders, there are some episodes where it's like, it's kind of a borderline case, and they're like, well, I'm like, I kind of feel bad for this person because this isn't really a hoarding situation. This is just more a hobby gone super overboard.
Yeah, they just have a whole bunch of stuff, and their SO is not happy about it. That's usually
and it's like they're not hurting anybody, and it's not unsafe and anything like that, and they're not in a bad financial situation, but yet the show has deemed them to be a hoarder, and it's unfortunate in that case. But
the reason we're talking about this is because you found a quote unquote Christmas episode
of Hoarders, where I thought that somebody was obsessively collecting Christmas memorabilia, and from the previews that I viewed, that appeared to be the case. But unfortunately, for us and that person, that did not appear to be the case, and they had a lot of Christmas stuff, but they were just a normal hoarder. And the reason that they had so much Christmas stuff that they haven't taken down for 5 years, which is why I tie this in, because Joe said he's been celebrating Christmas. I'm not trying to laugh at somebody hoarding and needing help, is because they couldn't get to the Christmas decorations because of the hoard in between them. And it just, Hoarders is a problematic favorite of mine, but I think recording a podcast about that and taking any sort of enjoyment out of that in front of a public audience just felt too much like punching down, so we decided not to do that. So instead, here we are watching Disney's Doug. We do make sacrifices for you, so you're welcome.
We will not punch down on people who have genuine legitimate conditions. We will totally punch down on 90s cartoons, however.
Yes. Okay, so back into it. So Doug's super jazzed about Christmas, but his mom's pregnant, and so that's kind of taking priority right now they expect the baby in a month. And so Doug is being a usual kind of pissy teenager, preteen about
Let's pause for a second, because at this point, when we find out his mom is pregnant, his dad brings him into the den and says, I need to have a talk with you, son.
Yes.
He's like, I've been trying to have this talk with you since summer, and now seems like a pretty good time for it. And then it just sort of like cuts to the next scene where Doug is explaining to his dad that, oh yeah, dad, I already know all about the birds and the bees and how sex works. Like, he says that specifically. I know how sex works. And then his dad goes, wow, you've taught me a couple of things.
They didn't teach us that in school. So it's kind of a joke. I remember it being a lot more awkward when I was like 13 years old, having Doug say the sex word. I don't know. It's really played off as kind of a joke, but it's kind of a weird territory for a show like this to go into.
And I think we were preparing ourselves for that to be the entire episode, and it's really not.
I never imagined that it was going to be the entire episode, but I thought it was going to be like a tense, dramatic
moment.
I did.
You got my hopes up, Brad.
I did get your hopes up. I expected it to be more like a special moment sort of thing, and then at least focus like a couple of minutes on it or a minute on it, but it's really more of a throwaway joke. But I remember, I almost feel like it was like, I'm probably just misremembering things, but I remember this being like at least kind of a big deal, or like they touch on it in the promos where it's like a very special episode of Doug. They address the fact that sex exists.
Right.
But anyways, that's probably the human memory is a very faulty thing, and so that probably is not even the case. All right, so Doug is getting all upset because he's not gonna have the perfect Christmas that he imagined, and he sees all of his. This is actually a pretty straightforward episode. He sees all of his friends and relatives, or not relatives, but just his friends having, you know, their quintessential Christmas with family over, or going to go snorkel in Aruba, or basically acting like it's Halloween because there's a foreign coded character, which we're not going to get into.
Get into it a little bit. There's a foreign character named Fentruck who explains that Christmas in, was it Yakistonia?
Yakistonia.
The Yakistonesian Christmas is basically Halloween. Like, that...
It's an okay joke, but...
They skirt around the idea of having him do, like, you know, wacky traditions and crazy things, but by basically just making it Halloween.
Yeah, I think we've touched... Sorry,
in,
go ahead.
In the Ed and Eddie Christmas special.
Yes, exactly. That was
Rolf
what I was going to...
Rolf and his family have very strange customs for Christmas, and it's played up like... It's a little xenophobic, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, this feels a little more kind than Rolf as sort of a 90s quintessential ho-ho. It's the token foreigner sort of thing.
And you know, I think if this were an episode of Nickelodeon's Doug, they might have totally done that. But this is a Disney episode, Disney probably put their foot down and say, we will not make fun of other cultures.
And good on them.
I suppose.
I don't think that sort of, like, I like Rolf. He's a problem, again, to use the phrase, he's a problematic favorite. I'm not going to go into Ed, Edd n Eddy, but the character of Rolf, he also has very good traits. He's like an honorable dude, and he's a good dude, and he's kind-hearted, and he beats up people who are, you know, acting a fool, but I guess the
button on the end of this like running gag with Fentruck is that every different tradition that he keeps explaining, like, it just messes with Roger Klotz's head, because Roger's like, no, this is Halloween.
Yeah.
You're talking about Halloween here, and it drives him crazy.
And then at the very end, Fentruck reveals that, no, Halloween is with the bunny, where he goes around and drops eggs everywhere, and Roger Klotz cannot handle it. So it's a cute gag.
It's fine.
it's all right. It's nothing amazing, but it's cute. All right.
So... At one point, when they talk about Doug's mom being pregnant, he wants to give them his Christmas list, but then when his dad says, "Oh, Santa's gonna have to pull back on the gift giving this year," Doug kind of he instead of giving his dad the Christmas list, he kind of like hides it behind his back, and then Judy grabs it and is like, "What's this? I see," and Doug's like, "Oh, it's some baby names for the baby." And yeah. Judy starts reading the baby names, and one of the baby names is Dirt Bike, because Doug wanted a dirt bike for Christmas.
Inline skates and a dirt bike.
And a dirt bike.
And that will play into the end of this episode.
Yes.
To keep moving on, Doug helps out Skeeter to buy a waffle iron for his dad and ends up not having any money, so he has to make homemade earrings for Patty Mayonnaise. She loves them. That's great. She gives him a gift, tells him not to open it until Christmas. So to get to the name of this episode, Doug decides that he's going to hold Christmas in his room. So he holds a secret Christmas where he and Porkchop exchange gifts, and his room is done up to the nines, and he's listening to Christmas music. And so that happens on Christmas Day after he can't stand the idea of having a tiny plastic tree and not really celebrating Christmas in his mind. And Joe and I were talking about, man, it would be really nice to have a low-key Christmas like that one year where you don't go anywhere and you just kind of take it easy, man.
Yeah,
but you still keep recording the podcast about Christmas movies year-round.
but on Christmas Day, we're so worn out from talking about it all year round, we just, you know what, we take a break, maybe exchange one gift or maybe two, but just, you know what, let's just take it easy and talk about something else for a day.
Take it down a couple notches.
Exactly, yeah.
So Doug goes out of his room to try to involve his family because he can't take the idea of Christmas without them, but he finds that everybody's gone. The phone rings and his dad's at the hospital and he says something's happened. Surprise, surprise. The baby has come a month early, And Doug's mom announces that they've taken both Judy and Doug's baby names into consideration. So this is Cleopatra Dirt Bike Funny.
Cleopatra Dirt Bike. It's a little girl whose middle name is now Dirt Bike.
Yes.
Great. Congratulations.
There you have it. And so it's revealed that Christmas was basically just postponed a couple of days, and they have all the friends and family over, and Doug is very kind to invite his bully Roger Klotz to his home for Christmas. and Doug, you know, of course, learns the true meaning of Christmas, and that's being with your friends and your family on Christmas.
And your friends and your family and your perpetual bully and Mr. Dink.
Yes, and Mr. Yes. Dink.
Mr. Dink, who is stuck out on his lawn the entire episode trying to get his motorized Santa Claus on the front lawn to say ho, ho, ho. But instead it says hubba, 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 or blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Yeah.
Blah, 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 not blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's a neat little, it's a fun little running gag. But to go back to the name of the baby, I need to tell you about this, which I'm reading on the episode's wiki right now.
Okay.
It's great, great internet radio. It's just me reading Wikipedia. Okay, here goes. Months prior to the special's premiere, the October 1996 issue of Disney Adventures magazine ran a contest asking fans to name the Funny's new baby, who was born in the special.
Okay.
The winning name, Cleopatra Dirtbike Funny, was sent in by Brett Chapman, who received a drawing of himself with Doug and his friends as the prize. So, Cleopatra Dirtbike was sent in by a child. Was literally come up with by a child.
I had a subscription to Disney Adventures when I was little.
I did too.
True story. It was a fun magazine. It was a fun children's magazine.
Yeah.
It was basically full like promotion of Disney products and movies, but it was a fun little magazine.
Oh god, yeah. There were comics and there were little like Disney news items in there and stuff. It was a neat little thing.
It had like the making of the new movies that were coming out, which was I think my favorite part. It was all right.
Yeah. 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 But yeah,
now
so
we have the internet.
The baby's name, Cleopatra Dirtbike, came about, you know, from a contest. And then apparently they stuck with for the rest of the series. So that was kind of neat, I guess.
Did not know that. I wonder if Brett, like when he's with his friends at like a bar somewhere, he's like, yeah, I was the guy who named Doug's little sister in Disney's Doug. I wonder if that's a point of pride for him, or he doesn't bring it up.
Or I wonder if he embellishes it and says something like, oh yeah, I was a writer on Doug.
I was a credited writer on Doug.
Doug. Oh man, my favorite Nickelodeon show. Well, it was Disney's Doug.
Yeah.
So it's your fault. You suck.
I wonder if it's on his resume. Just, you know, not like the more recent jobs that you've done where you go into more detail, but like the ones where there's a single line item where it says like accredited writer. Disney's Doug, 1993.
1996 to 1996. Didn't stay at this job very long. What happened with that?
Internship. Internship.
Yeah, it was a 6-month internship and I was out. It was an unpaid internship and I I got to have some input on an episode or two, but you know, it was really it's no big deal.
It did make a lasting impact on the rest of the series. Just ask any of the showrunners. I'll show you my drawing of me with Doug. That's all the proof.
Here's the backstage photo of me with Doug.
It's on the back of his resume, like photocopied. You just flip it over, and there's the drawing of him with Doug. All right, okay, cool.
No, I'm sure Brett Chatham is a very successful adult with a very well paying job now. I'm going to assume and hope. But yeah, Doug's Secret Christmas is kind of. This was kind of an average episode of a not so great show, if you're asking me.
Yeah, that's pretty quintessential. I mean, it's an average episode of a less than average reboot of a not so great show.
Yeah, this is not one that I would ever force anybody to watch. The metric we always use on this show is: would you put this on at a Christmas party? And no, I would not.
A resounding no from me either. And it's like, I could put on original Doug and at least people would be like recognizing and be like, oh, hey, Doug. And it's like, if I put this on, it's like, wait, what? Doug had a reboot?
It's like,
why,
dude,
are you making me watch this?
Yeah, like, you like Disney's Doug? Ew. No, this is the Doug that I would put on if I was ready for people to leave my party. Like, if the party is over, folks. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
This is my nightly wind down. Disney's Doug.
Ugh. Yeah, not really a fan. It's a fine episode. It's okay. I guess the only other item of note here is that there's a scene where Doug's friend Skeeter is watching a Christmas special on TV, and it's actually an earlier Christmas episode of Doug. The Nickelodeon Doug, which I guess in the Disney Doug universe is television.
I guess
about Doug and Skeeter and like. So in the world of Disney's Doug, Nickelodeon's Doug is already a TV show. So Doug Funny should be like a really popular and famous kid, right?
You would think.
But that's not the tack that they went with Doug, because everybody else seems to be richer and more famous than him now, you know?
Skeeter doesn't even recognize Porkchop on the television. He's like, they put that poor dog in jail.
Yeah.
By the way, Skeeter doesn't do anymore, which is why even bother?
We don't get a single honk in the entire episode. This is garbage.
Yes. Anyways.
Oh, well. So, yeah, there you have it, folks. Doug's Secret Christmas. Not a fan here at Christmas Creeps. We were not fans.
No.
You know, they can't all be winners.
No. But we knew what we were getting into with this.
Somewhat. I was disappointed it wasn't worse. It's just kind of it's an episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very much one of those pieces of media where it's not even so bad it's good. It's just not good. So.
It's just there. You're like, what? We would not have revisited this if not for this podcast. So I'm happy to let it just stay dead. Stay in your memories as a garbage TV show. Leave it alone.
Your memories are correct. All right.
Okay, folks. Well, that's this episode of Christmas Creeps Stocking Stuffers. If you've got any questions or comments, you can get at us a few different ways. We're on Twitter at Christmas Creeps. You can tweet at us there. Email us at xmascreeps@gmail.com. Go to facebook.com/Christmas Creeps and follow us there. Like, comment, and subscribe for updates and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, leave a star rating and a review, please. Tell us how we're doing. And we will be back as soon as we can, hurricane permitting, for another episode of Christmas Creeps. So for Christmas Creeps, I'm Joseph Wade.
I'm Bradford.
Wishing you a happy holidays.
Holly jolly happy day.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.